You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is The Hope of Glory by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
And I think I said that as I was like talking to somebody who was having a conversation about their concerns. And I said, it's going to be okay as I sat in this chair. Because I really believe, y'all, that we have entered into a prophetic moment here on this planet. Not just on this planet, but in this kingdom. It really has started 8 years ago, and the Lord began dealing with me about that. And not just 8 years ago, I couldn't remember when the Lord woke you up and you heard a knock on the wall. And I couldn't remember actually those words that you heard in your spirit. But I really believe that's the season that we're actually in, and that God is trying to wake up our church and wake us up, and so we can get into position and be in that place. But just as if it looks like it's confusion going on, I just really think that the stage has been set and the curtain is really starting to be pulled back. But check this out, Satan can't win. I believe that this is the church's greatest hour. I remember 7 years ago, I preached that message that this is the church's greatest hour. And the Lord began to deal with me as we even went into this season of this conference from glory to glory. We've been preaching on glory for a couple of years now. And some of you might say, well, we heard that before, and that's a good word. But I believe the curtain is being pulled back on glory. And as I came into the house of God, I remember a passage of scripture as Numbers 14. It says, surely as I live. And how many of us know God don't die? Amen. He lives forever. He said, the earth shall be filled with his glory. Amen. And I believe that we're perched at that moment and at that time to step into the place. But there's a sound that the Lord began to deal with me. There's a sound that is required and necessary to be released from the planet to heaven. That's a sound of authority. Amen. That's a sound of declaration. That's a sound of decreeing. And so let's go to Colossians, the first chapter, the 27th verse. And let's take a look at this here. Because the confusion and the chaos has to stop. And God placed us here in this planet at such a time as this. You are at the right age, at the right mindset, at the right ministry, with the right people to begin to release God's plans, God's purposes, and God's will on this planet. Colossians, the first chapter, the 27th verse says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. Amen. The hope of glory. Say this with me. The anointed one and his anointings is at work and is working on the inside of me. Amen. Look at somebody and say, don't measure or evaluate me by what you see. On the inside of me is power. On the inside of you is power. I don't care what you've gone through. I don't care what your life looks like. I don't care how many failures you may say you have had. On the inside of you, there's a power that is working. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want to take a look at some of these words here. I love words, okay? Y'all know that about me, right? I love words. And the word hope means an expectation, okay? Hope means an expectation. Check this out. A strong belief that someone can and will should achieve something. So Christ in you, the expectation, a strong belief that someone can and will and should achieve something. So there's a hope, listen here, an expectation from heaven that we should, can, and will do something on planet Earth. How are we going to do it? Christ, the anointed one and his anointings. So the anointing one and his anointing on the inside of you, on the inside of me, heaven is saying, I need y'all and we expect y'all to handle what's going on right now. We're not going to do it. Heaven said, we're not going to do it. Christ, the anointing and the anointed ones on the inside of you will handle it. Glory in this context, okay, means power, means dignity, means honor, means respect, means splendor, and means praise. So, heaven expects us to operate in the anointing so that when earth looks at us, the church, God's people, gets respect, has honor, has dignity, has splendor, has praise, and has power. So when we begin to operate in the anointing, we begin to get the respect back that the church has lost. You'll be able to get your dignity back. Because many of you confessed and declared and decreed, and some things did not come together. But when you realize it ain't me, it's He that's working on the inside of me, and you perceive that you're filled with power and you're filled with the anointing and that He is equipping you. But the thing is, it's working on the inside of you. So when something is working, it may not have been to that place of level of optimal capacity on last year. But there's been an alignment. There's been some things that we have endured, and there's some things we have gone through, and there's some words that we have revelation of. So at this season, there's a coming together of the working power of God on the inside of you. Check this out. There's some things that you've gone through now that if you went through last year, you would be in a different mind space right now. What has happened? Christ in you has been working on the inside of you. Some of you would have lost your mind, but the anointed one's been helping you. You've been expecting a breakthrough. You were expecting a turnaround, but you didn't realize, but the anointing was keeping you. The anointing was strengthening you. The anointing was giving you insight and understanding and revelation. So you thought it was going to be that output, one output with expectation of manifestation in this place, but you didn't realize something on the inside was changing on the inside of you, that you were growing and you were expanding and you were enlarging. Check this out. You ain't moved by some of the things anymore. Why? Because you haven't understood it, that God got me and I will not be broken and I will not lose my mind. Excuse me, y'all. I'm not trying to go all there just yet. What is that? The anointing. See, you've been thinking and expecting that you're going to feel something. You thought it was going to be tingling. But you did not realize you were being fortified and you were being strengthened and you were being ratified on the inside. There's some things I know now that no matter who says what, I ain't moved by the comments and I'm not moved by the statements. I have an understanding that if God be for me, who could be against me? That I don't need a natural squad. I got a God squad. I got goodness and I got mercy and I got favor and I got His loving kindness. So I'm going to be all right now. If people do what they do, I'm not going to be moved by it. I had a thought, you know, I started thinking about some stuff. If that you start listening to how what people say about you, or if you pay attention to how people treat you, you will start believing that's you. And I think that's what has happened over in so many lives, that you've been believing the lies. But God says, I'm awakening you, and I'm giving you a clarity, and I'm giving you a focus, and I'm giving you an okayness. And that is, you're getting settled. Amen. Let's go back here. Mystery. That word mystery is something difficult or impossible to understand. So he says, okay. He said, this is a mystery. It's like to whom the riches, the glory, this mystery, that it's a mystery among people. It's a mystery to even some spiritual forces, that why the people who aren't Jewish people, who aren't part of the original covenant, the outside the covenant, how did they get into this place of having such a infilling and indwelling of Jesus Christ himself. He says, such a mystery. And I started looking at this word here. Okay, y'all just endure me. He says, something difficult and then impossible to explain. So synonyms mean it's puzzling. I saw this word, Pastor Byron, a conundrum. It's a conundrum. He says, it's a riddle. It's a secret, a problem. Conundrum means it's a confusing and difficult problem. Check this out. Christ in you is a conundrum. It's a confusing and difficult problem to the kingdom of darkness. They don't understand what is man that you're so mindful of him, that you crowned him with glory. They don't understand why you thought about man and you did this for him. They don't know. They can't handle this. They don't have an answer to this whole solution that Christ in you, it is the hope, the expectation of heaven. They're looking at this. We can't stop man. You got to get an understanding of this. The kingdom of darkness realize they can't stop us. It's a conundrum. Even though they may attack your body, they can't stop you. Even if they take your life, they can't stop you. If they mess with your finances, it's a conundrum. They can't stop you because they realize that God has placed something on the inside of you that cannot be stopped. In this vessel, this earthen vessel, there's a treasure. The power, the excellency may be of God and not of us. So that it's not about us. See, this is why it's such a problem today with Facebook and all those. And, you know, I love social media, but social media, if you pay too much attention to it, you will get off. Because this power, this anointing, this gifting from on high, check this out. Your idea, your business came to you by God. So Satan gets involved in you looking at your numbers and looking at your feet and you're listening to the remarks and listening to the statements and you think you're that. Now the power is not of God, it's of you. And flesh can't glory in his presence. So in this season, we got to walk humbly and we got to walk in humility and we got to recognize, God, I do this. And God, this business is yours. And God, this, how you did this, you gave me the idea. And even though I have all these people following me, God, if you don't give me the two words, God, I can't put it out there. If you didn't grow this business, it wouldn't be my business. God, it's all about you. So in this season, we got to keep it right and keep it in the right perspective so we can begin to be the hope of glory for this season. We got to be the hope of glory for this season. So heaven's saying, you got concerns here on planet Earth. You don't know what's happening, but I placed you here. And the hope for the earth is in you. The hope for your community is in you. The hope for your family is in you. He said, now, when you pray, I need you to understand, not only heaven has an expectation, but earth has an expectation. Let's read Romans, the 8th chapter. The 19th verse, I'm going to read this from the Amplified Translation. It says, for even the whole creation, all nature waits expectantly and longs earnestly for God's sons to be made known, waits for the revealing, the disclosing of sonship. And I really believe that's the season that we're in. If we allow ourselves to get into position and we allow ourselves to be to receive God's instruction, we allow ourselves to be in the right mindset, I believe the curtain's going to be pulled back on us. That when you go into those places, you won't go showing up as you. They look at you and they're going to see someone else. I believe it's going to be such a powerful spiritual, miraculous experience. I remember many years ago, I had a vision in Portland, Maine, that there's going to be a time on planet Earth that you'll look at be darkness, but there will be beams of light in different places, signifying the people of God. And I really believe that you're going to show up in your office and show up in your place of business and show up in the school and show up, and that's going to be a beam of light. That's how, okay, Isaiah 60 comes to pass. Arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen among you. Gross darkness, okay, fills the earth, but it talks about they're going to come, what, to your light. So as we begin to recalibrate, you heard the message on yesterday, get back into that place of pressing. Get back into the place of being there. That's why many of us, and I've been saying this in Women's Bible Study for some time now, those who've come, that, you know, that we'll be, you know, the delays and certain things that we encounter has been it's almost been a challenge and a testing and a refining, that many of us think is about the thing, but it wasn't about the thing, it's a greater purpose. And so some of the sufferings you're going through and the discomfort you're going through, you think you've done something wrong, but it's about a greater purpose. Because what God is doing is recalibrating you. Many of us are realizing, because I went through some stuff 7 years ago, that things I was looking for and believing God for and expect them to do, and I didn't walk into that place and get those things, and I was kind of disappointed and frustrated and aggravated, had all the issues that a sister could have. And then I heard God say to me, he said, hey, you know, am I bigger than that? Can you not show the joy of the Lord because of that? And I started realizing, it's so subtle, that things and next levels and enlarged territory and property and cars and jobs and husbands and wives and babies will take the joy of the Lord for you. But many of you went through that thing, discovered it, and located yourself. Recalibrate it. Make your mind up. God, if you don't give it to me, I don't care. If you don't bless me with another thing, you're enough. You settled that thing. So as a result, I believe now we're positioned to walk in a power and walk in a splendor and walk in the anointing that he has designated in this season. Now, what we have to do is get our eyes off of our pain and get our eyes off of our disappointment and get our hearts off of our brokenness, because that's Satan's job. And his thought was, if I can get them mesmerized and I can get them terrified and if I can get them terrorized and stupefied by my antics, they won't realize Christ in me, the hope of glory. So let's look at what we need to do and how do we position ourselves and how do we get into this place? Because God's saying, I believe this is the season that we're in, that here, as you realize that you are the hope of glory, and I got the anointing one on the inside of me, and I'm just not going to feel it all the time. I'm going to walk in it, and I'm going to hear it, and I'm going to see it, and I'm going to know it, that until it's just like, somebody could come and tell me my name. My name is, say, tell me my name is Sharon. I'm like, no, it's not. And they could keep calling me Sharon, right? But I'm not moved by it. Why? Because I know my name is Marsha. So until you're okay with not getting results and not being moved by not getting results and not doubt that you are anointed and not doubt that the power is on the inside of you and not question your faith. See, if you question your faith, you're in doubt. So even though you don't get results by your faith, you can't be moved by your faith. You got to be settled in faith. Are you following me? So even though you pray for someone and it didn't turn out the way you thought, you can't be moved by that one thing. You know he's a healer. So you got to walk away from heartbreak, disappointment, pain, and say, I'm feeling this, God, but God, you're a healer. Sow seed, believe to receive a harvest. You go someplace next week and all of a sudden the floor of your finances fall out. People say stuff to you. I thought you said. But you say, I know he is. That's the place God's trying to get the church to. That you're not moved by the mockers, the scorners, the laughters. Those people say, the naysayers, we can't be moved by the people who don't believe in faith. You can't be moved by what they say or what they do to you. You have to be anchored. Why? Check this out. Because God says the glory, once you realize it, it's like it ignites on the inside of you. It's like the cap comes off of you. It's like a bottle of Coke that's been shaken up. Come on now. You know some of you have been shaken up by your trauma and shaken up by your disappointment and shaken up by your frustration and shaken up by your issues. But once you settle this thing, God, you know what? I'm good. The top unscrews and it begins to explode up out of you and it becomes a homing mechanism and becomes a light for heaven to see. God says, once you realize some of you have been dealing with some stuff, he said, but when you settle this thing, he's going to show up as justice. Recompense for those who've been going through a long season. I heard this word of vexation. I don't know how many of y'all been vexed, but I've been vexed. I believe in Acts when Herod saw it pleased the people to vex this church. He stretched out his hand. And I believe the devil thinks it's a good thing in this season to vex you. But this is what the Lord says, Zechariah, the second chapter. The King James translation says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoil you. For he that touches you, what touches the apple of his eye? It's about to be on, y'all. I love this translation. I'm going to read this. It's the easy reader version. The Lord sent me to the nations that took away your wealth. He sent me to bring you honor. And this is what the Lord all-powerful says. If anyone even touches you, it is as if they did it to the pupil of my eye. God basically said, they touch you, they touch me. He said, step aside, I got this. Man, mama knows how this thing goes down. I have four kids and somebody will mess with my kids, something comes over me. I told you, I'm a fighter by nature, y'all. And so when something happens to my kids, I'm like, you ain't messing with my kids, you messing with me. And as many times I would show up, I would go and say, hey, you see them, you'll see me. When you look at them, you're looking at me. That's what God's saying right now for some of y'all. That even though you've been through some stuff and you think things weren't coming through and working out, God said this set time, this season, the curtain's being pulled back on you. And they touch you, they touching me. I declare justice, I declare recompense, and I declare restitution regarding your situation and regarding your circumstance. This is how this glory looks so powerful and undeniable. That's why it's been a delay and it's been a long time, because what's happening, interest is accruing. Interest is coming together, accruing. So God's saying, it didn't make sense for me to show up 2 years ago. It didn't make sense for me to show up 3 years ago. You thought you were out and done. It looks like you were going to financial ruin, but I told you I was going to bless you.
Get these powerful messages today from Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey, Dr. Mike Freeman, Bishop Henry Fernandez, and Bishop Marvin Sapp. This timely series is available for your love gift of $25 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Direction for Life 2016, From Glory to Glory. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina, 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.